All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive. Now stepping in, some friends of the Joe Show. We have Lisa Wilsey, Executive Director of the Stanley.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we have Mike Galimi. Michael,
how you guys doing out there?
All right, and then you've got Matt Osowski with you. Matt, how are you?
Good. Surprised you got the last name right.
Yeah, believe me, I'm a Trizzolino. I can get the last name right. All right, so let's get right down to business. Art space. Low-income housing for artists. And, what, 3-4 weeks ago now, they dropped the bomb. They want to build it in half of your Stanley parking lot, which makes no sense to many people. What's your take, Lisa?
Well, I'd like to just backtrack a little bit, because while we knew that this project was on the DRI list as something for Utica, we did not know the scope of the project in terms of size, position on the currently used community lot. And we didn't know at the time about parking and the cars that it would be and the spaces it would be absorbing for those new residents of 44 units. I believe it's 40 units.
Yes.
And so a lot did not transpire in a year. And all of a sudden, poof, you got some great looking drawings. But when you start to genuinely look at the project from upstairs at the Stanley down on that lot, you start to see how it just can't work for the way we operate as a business. And it's not about the ticket holder traffic per se, although that's important. It's about the productions that come in bright and early at 6 in the morning, unload trucks, get the show built all day. Part of that crew does leave. And then you have show crew that run the show. And then those union laborers come back to tear it down until maybe 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. So it's about what the people don't see. And that's our concern, and that's what will fracture the economics of the building.
And for anyone who didn't hear, basically it's like 2/3 of the parking lot from where the Firestone building is down towards the Stanley. It's about the size we're talking, right?
2/3 which direction? Across towards the Stanley?
Yeah.
It's the whole frontage. It's the whole frontage. Now, originally, it was kind of tucked back in a drawing I saw printed from Google Earth. They kind of had made an outline of where they thought it would go, which is, between us, really a lot different than what we see today. And now the original drawings I saw in February had a 13-foot clearance under the building that the trucks would have to clear, it's impossible. Whether they make the adjustment or not, it's still going to be difficult because the parking lot is far more inclined than you realize until you're upstairs looking at it. And then there's the number of trucks that come in. It could be 15 tractor trailers. It could be 18. It could be 10. It's a lot of traffic. And it really does use that lot to make those shows accessible and affordable for the public.
All right. Well, what's next? I mean, where do we go from here? Now that we know what they want to do, do you try and stop it? Mike Galimi, step in and say something.
Well, I mean, rather than looking at this like a Stanley versus art space type of situation, where the city sits is this is at the planning board stages. Even though it's apparently been in the works for a year and a half, it was obviously part of the DRI proposal in form. It's been officially submitted, I think it was 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, to the planning board. And that's where the Stanley stepped in and provided input to the pre-approval process, to the seeker process. And that's when the executive director and the Stanley board put together all the data on, you know, how many trucks come in for the tech shows, how many workers are parking in that parking lot, all those different particulars and concerns that would normally be consumed into a planning board process to see if a project can, in fact, work as planned. Otherwise, they have to consider other options, reconfigurations, et cetera. But, you know, something else that really needs to be noted is that parking lot's just not a Stanley lot. The Stanley itself has tenants. You have Encora.
Yeah.
Okay. You also have Swifties, which has their own parking lot, and it's not one of the tenants of the Stanley, but that's also used there. And then I've been parking since 2008, paying for parking in that lot as a professional working in the 258 building. So do many of my colleagues. So that lot is actually it's a municipal lot that's used by many businesses up in, I would say, the upper downtown area. It's got to be worked out. But the tech shows are the key. You know, that's why I've got Matt Osowski here to talk about, you know, the different things the union has to do, how that's actually used. That lot is for the workers. That lot is for day workers in buildings. That lot is for morning workers for the tech shows. You know, nighttime workers, load in, load out. When the Utica Symphony Orchestra used to play, You remember how many people were parked there?
Yeah.
Those weren't people in seats. As Lisa said, they're not ticket holders. The Stanley has a huge production facility tacked onto the back of it after that renovation 20 years ago. And that parking lot was built by the Common Council 20 some odd years ago for that very purpose, to actually serve that upper area that needed all that parking.
You know, the parking in downtown are synonymous, that's a problem area. So why anybody would want to actually try and slide a building in to any parking area? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I spent my whole life downtown. Matt Osowski, what from the tech hands, you know, from the stage hands point of view, what do you see? What happens with you?
Well, the parking is very important, especially right now, because, you know, the downtown's historically been banks and restaurants and entertainment. So when the banks close, the restaurant and entertainment goes on later in the day. Now you have restaurants moving into where banks are, and you can't park in those lots after 5 o'clock, and so we're losing parking by the day. And the thing is like, they want to move the parking further back, but if you move it back into, say, a bad neighborhood, anything can happen. It's hard enough to keep labor as it is. We got a call sheet of over 200 people that work, and if anything happens to these people's vehicles, if anybody gets broken into, these people are never coming back. They don't want to work someplace where
it's not safe to park. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the parking is a big deal. And the thing is the Stanley Theater is one of the biggest theaters, if not the biggest theater in the state of New York. They built one next to Shays in Buffalo, but Shays stage is a third the size of the Stanley's. The biggest theater in New York City is the Gershwin. They only have 2,000 seats. We have 3,000. It's a big complex. And the thing is you have to preserve whatever you can with that building. Otherwise, you're going to lose it. And I hate to say it, but Art Space and the Stanley living next to each other would be a nightmare for the rest of their existence.
Yeah. Lisa, step back in and tell us, where do we go next? What's the next step in this process to try and get it moved to one of many different areas in town where it can go?
Well, I don't know that I have the say in that, but what is very interesting is the community really does want Art Space, as do we. We are pro art. It is our business, and we love what Art Space does. Unfortunately, in this particular circumstance, I can't advocate for any real estate project in that lot because of what the theater needs to survive, and also for the core businesses in the neighborhood that use it. But what's interesting, and I think, and I hope the city and Art Space are listening, the community is coming out with so many ideas and options to save this particular project, and I hope they're listening because the ideas are thoughtful, they're creative, and I think they'll help different neighborhoods as well.
All right. That's my thoughts on it. It's a great idea. It's a terrible location. It's just all
Agreed.
There is to it.
Yes, that's
all
right.
There is to it. And, Matt said something earlier. That Park Ave area where they say, well, we can move parking back there, that does have a perception of being a bad neighborhood and not a place where people want to park. That's all there is to it. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but that's the perception, and perception is reality.
It's only because it's empty. It's empty right now.
The interesting thing is that, I attended these meetings they had for Art Space years ago over at Sculpture Space. And the story with this was supposed to be a project that they put in distressed neighborhoods to improve the neighborhood. But where they want to put it, it's not a distressed neighborhood. It's a commercial zone. And, the thing is, it sounds like a downtown revitalization plan, not the Art Space plan. So it's really causing a lot of cognitive dissonance.
All right. Well, Michael?
No, I was just going to add to what Matt was saying, because there was a lot of people integral in bringing the Art Space idea. And this is years ago. This is 4 or 5 years ago when this started percolating.
In 2017, I had one of the architects in here talking about it.
Right.
We're still in the asking stage.
Exactly. Myself and some other people in City Hall were some of the people that helped also get that going and have it really researched at the municipal level as well. And what Matt said is spot on. These projects are pointed to be sited in more of a Greenwich, a Greenwich Village type neighborhood.
Yeah.
To create that type of situation. What's going on right here with the Stanley? Yes, we have mixed use. Everyone talks about downtown. There's lofts everywhere. But picture that right there. I work in an office building across the street. We have the Stanley Theater next door. Across the street, we have a giant office building, Oneida Savings, right?
Yep.
It's now
a restaurant, yeah.
And Nostro is going to be there. It's going to be a restaurant, you know, Life Plans above that. The use of this parking lot is only going to increase. And something that wasn't said throughout this segment so far is right now, up until a couple weeks ago, they were stating this apartment building would not require parking. That's how this was planned all along. Okay, so they were saying we were going to add parking by adding parking lots in the upper lot, you know, on the Park Ave side.
Yeah.
The reality is now they've come out and said, okay, we do require 44 spaces. So this has to be regarded in the community as an impasse. This isn't the planning board process. This shouldn't be looked at like Stanley versus ArtSpace, ArtSpace versus Stanley. This is a municipal situation for the planning board, the administration, and anyone involved to work out. And it's our responsibility, you know, speaking as the city now and not just a board member of the Stanley, but it's our responsibility to make sure that there's communication early on so that once something does hit the books, people actually are already neighbors. That's the biggest issue right here, right now. When this project went to the planning board, ArtSpace and the Stanley hadn't spoken. It just hadn't happened. So unfortunately, now all those conversations that could have been part of the planning are after the fact, and it's causing, like Matt said, cognitive dissonance. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, man, we'll keep an eye on the situation. If you guys need to come back up, come back up.
I just wanted to say one last thing. We're not no ArtSpace downtown people.
Yeah, that's not the case at all.
I love the idea of ArtSpace. I would love it to be downtown, but they have to put it somewhere that's not going to be next to the Stanley Theater's lot.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Bye. So.